Mooney Pond Shopping Centre. Everyone knows Rock Park up top. Right where you see the sun. Right there. Park right here. These are always park here, there, or there, doesn't matter. Around here. Alignment, red car. Stalker in the car right here, on the phone of course. 668-822.
And as you can see, they make sure I actually see the stalker doing the actual assignment. Stalker in the car on the phone. Alright, so before I show you my first location, I'm going to show you as I'm walking right now, show you the sensitizing tactics to let the target know he's on watch when the target's walking. And so yeah, keep watching. I'll explain a bit more as I'm walking, and also how they use the Mustang, right? Again, these are all sensitizing tactics to let the target know he's on watch. Keep watching. Alright, so you can see the stalker's in the distance. You can see the stalker wearing a blue top speaking to the guy in the truck. And you can see how they're stopped in the middle of the road. They're going to time it. When I get close, they're going to drive off, right? And again, it's all about the timing, right? So you keep watching. When I get close, all of a sudden, they finish having the fake chat and they drive off. Keep watching.
Quite cold. Should put some pants on. Thank you. Do you reckon they're going to use this Mustang when they walk back? Because they've got to walk back this way when I'm heading back to my car.
Alright, so you can hear me saying in real time, are they going to use the Mustang when I'm heading back to my car? And what I mean by that is Stalker getting in the car with perfect timing and driving off, right? They're not going to use that tactic there, but you're going to see how they use the Mustang when I'm heading back to my car around 40 minutes later, because that's how long I took shopping, right, before I headed back to my car. So you keep watching. What I'm going to show you now, I'm going to go back the last time I was at this location in Woolworths, and I showed you when they used... The stalker's wearing a black and white striped top, right, and also with a bag. And you can hear me predicting their assignment before I even got in line. You can hear me saying there's going to be black and white stripes in line waiting for me to get there, right? And that's what you get to see this time again, but slightly different, right? The tactics will slightly change. So you keep watching. I'm going to go back. The last time I was at this location at Woolworths, showing you the tactics being used there, how they use the stripes. You can hear me predicting it in real time way before the assignment's done. And then I'm going to show you in the main video, again, starting off in Woolworths, showing you the stalkers doing their assignments. And you get to see how the tactics have slightly changed. And I'm going to do the same thing like I'm going to show you soon when I was at the location the last time I was at Woolworths. And when I head back to the main video, same thing I'm going to show you as I'm walking out, right? And again, you get to see how the tactics have slightly changed. Keep watching.
All right, so you get to see... So what you're going to see when I leave, I have to get in line, and you're going to get a stalker with stripes either in front of me or behind me, in line. When I went up the last time, you saw how they use a stalker with stripes, right? Freemason stripes, black and white. Alright, so I'm going to boot. Keep watching. One quick look again, I'm going to go. No, they've got no, I'm looking for liver, they've got none. Alright, so I'm leaving, keep watching. You got the stalker here, black and white, keep watching. So you're going to get stripes, either in front of you or behind me. Because they used that assignment 2 days before, at Officeworks, right? Keep watching.
Alright, so hopefully we'll remember this video I put up the last time I was at this location. And you can hear me predicting about the stripes getting in line. And you can see how the stalkers already prepared black and white stripes. You can see the top and also the bag, right? So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to go back to the main video. Same thing, I'm going to show you me starting off in the mall and about to go pay. But you're going to see how the tactics have slightly changed. Keep watching.
I'm gonna boot. Let's get these salmons. And that's it.
All right, so I'm slowing it down, zooming it in, and as you can see, there's a bag on the ground. We've stuff in it, shopping and stuff, right? So you can see how they've just left the bag right there with no one next to it, right? The owners aren't next to it. And they're just letting me know that stalkers are going to rock up and stand next to that bag and wait for the target to leave. And again, you're going to hear me predicting it way before the assignment's done. Keep watching. Alright, so I'm slowing it down, zooming it in, and you're going to see one of the stalkers that's going to be next to that bag you see on the ground, and it belongs to this guy right here, and also another female is going to rock up that's with this guy here, right? So you can see the stalker right in front there. He's not going to walk to the bag right now, he's going to walk off and then head to the bag with the female, right? And you're going to see the stalkers doing their assignments and wait for the target to leave. Alright, so I'm slowing it down again, and you can see right now the one with the mask, that's the female that's with that other stalker that I zoomed into earlier. And you can see how they've just left the bag, letting the target know. For when I get in line, they're just letting the target know that that bag's there for a reason, because it belongs to these stalkers here. As you can see that right there, he's gone to the bag. And now they're going to stand next to that bag. One of them is going to go on the phone, right? It's done so I see it. Keep watching. Alright, so as you can see, the stalker's in position, one of them's on the phone, and that doesn't matter that she's on the phone. All their job is to stand there like stooges and wait for the target to leave. And soon you get to see the male stalker walking off, and he has to time it to walk back to her when I'm about to go finish paying and leave, right? Keep watching. Alright, so as you can see, the male's gone, and again, he has to time it, walking back to her when I'm about to walk off, finish paying and walking off. And everyone you're seeing here are working for the state. Only a certain amount of stalkers are chosen to do assignments at each location the target heads to. So yeah, keep them watching. Now you're going to hear me predicting it, what they're going to do, because now I've figured out their assignment. Keep watching.
Gotta wait for me to leave, right? She'll beat off an eye. And choice gold, 25 grams. Choice gold, 25 grams. Gold, yeah. She's waiting for me to leave. She'll boot off, watch.
Yeah.
25 grams?
They're 15. Did you want 25?
84.50. All right, I'm going now. Did you find the money?
No, I went to the was doing other stuff. And I then had to...
There's your money up there from here.
Sorry. I've got two bags here,
okay, 50. I'm not sure you need that.
watching. Thanks. All good?
Yeah, $13 a pound.
Thank you. Timing, keep watching. Like I said, him watching, they're just staring at the target, and you can see how they're just walking off now. You can see out there. A quick look at the target now. Like I was saying, they're just waiting for the target to leave. And you can see how the tactics will change. I think the last one was here, they used black and white stripes, Freemason symbolism, right?
Alright, so as you can see how the tactics have slightly changed, this time they're waiting for the target to leave. The last time I was here, stalkers were in position, in line, because you can hear me predicting it way before the assignment's done. Stalkers with the stripe top and stripe bag, right? You can see how the tactics have changed this time, waiting for the target to leave, right? So you can see how they were just stupidly standing in one spot waiting for the target. And yeah, so keep on watching. As I was walking right now, I actually forgot, because I forgot to grab my cigarettes. She forgot to hand me the cigarettes. So I headed back and grabbed my cigarettes. And I'm not going to show you that, no point, because the video's going to go for too long. So yeah, I'm going to show you as I'm heading back to my car now. And you're going to see hand signals, stalker in position filming, and then the Mustang, right? You're going to see how they use the Mustang. So yeah, keep watching. I'm going to show you now as I'm walking. Again, hand signals, pressing of the lips, stalker filming, and then the Mustang. Keep watching. He's filming. He's filming. You see, see him. Nice, yeah? Nice song, huh? Filming? It's good, it's good, it's good. Alright, you see how that's timed there.
My love was what I say about the fucking Mustang. When I come back, it's gonna be used. You fucking can see this shit here. I was right. He parked right here. Yours?
Yeah.
Nice. How much is it worth?
Oh, depending. 70, 80 plus, depending.
Yeah? Mm. Shit. That car was parked over there, right? Same one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking, I walked past it before, and I'm thinking, when I walk past, I go, I'm going to see that car again, right? Yeah. In a different position this time, yeah? All right, man. Thank you. All right, so you can see the way he doesn't want to speak to me, right? Because he knows. He's doing assignments. He maybe knows that. Because he's close to me now, if you're real close to me, because I've got a wire hanging. Charging while I'm filming. So he can see that. It's going straight to my glasses at the side. So. All right, guys. when I parked, they had stalkers getting to their cars and that, but they make sure I see the one doing the assignment, right? Stalker next to my car on the phone, right? So I'm heading to my car now. Keep watching. You're watching. I'm on the phone. Now I'm gonna go up this way. His phone. Checking the text, all right. Keep watching. So I was shopping for around, I don't know, 40 minutes, something like that. Keep watching. White car right here. Alright, guys. Simple assignment. Any other stalkers in their cars? No stalkers in their cars. Quick, simple assignment. All right.
All right, so you can see when heading back to my car, clearly you can see the stalker doing his assignment. Stalking the white car, just waiting in the car, waiting for me to get close. Like I said, it's all about the timing and speeds off, right? Alright, so yeah, this I'm going to end it, showing you my targeting, but like always, keep on watching. Government stage, false flag hoaxes, crisis actors, gun grab. Keep on watching.
Okay, so I've recently been looking into this Boston bombing, the heroes of the Boston bombing. It's been one thing after another. It's pretty weird, actually, when you look into these people, because you don't realize how much weird stuff you're going to find. I will look into Bruce Mendelson. But first, I am going to talk about a little bit about Tyler Dodd, who is another supposed hero of this event. Okay, so in this, the original story is a hero Afghan vet who comforted wounded college student after Boston Marathon blast will reunite with her after nationwide appeal. The Afghan veteran who comforted a college student, Scar has been identified as Purple Heart recipient. He identifies as a recovering alcoholic. Here's the doucheball here, who's supposedly a hero. Hero Afghan vet, Sergeant Tyler Dodd, rushed to the aid of wounded college student. Here she is. Down here, she supposedly has three jobs. An appeal was put out. All this guy does is actually just supposedly talk to her in the tent, in the medical tent. What this guy is doing in the medical tent, though, is it's troubling. If this is the kind of security they have at these events, he told her that he was a Marine and he'd served in the Afghanistan War. Okay, so then before this, he supposedly has a run-in with the guy on the show, Aren't You, or the show Stars and Stripes. He supposedly chases some person down, and this is a while ago, and he tells this police officer, who's now a movie star slash police officer, that he's got two Purple Hearts, and he's an Afghanistan war veteran. Okay, so that's what we're dealing with, this guy. Okay, so let's tally it up here. So here we have a hero, Tyler Stanley Dodd, who is, such a great guy. But who is this man, really? And, well, it turns out he doesn't have any Purple Hearts. He didn't actually serve in the military. He wasn't wounded while protecting our country. And, well, he actually has more mugshots than anybody I've ever seen in my entire life. He's supposedly also an alcohol and drug addict. So here we have it. It's like we're in a Batman movie here, where the bad guys become the good guys, and it's just like you. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter that you've lied multiple times in these kind of strange situations, but now you are a hero, and it's like these news agencies are finding the most burned out, down and out liars they can, and they're turning them into heroes. This man has a long arrest history. He's been caught lying before, and the aid that he gave this girl was nothing more than lying straight to her face, and the actual supposed people that worked on her, and I have questions about how badly she was actually injured, if injured at all. They're never mentioned once. The only person mentioned is this guy who shows up in the medical tent, who doesn't actually look at her injuries at all, and that somehow is his medical training, and he's made out to be a hero. So this is Tyler Dodd. This is our hero, okay?
In that moment of acute agony for her.
I got her to look at me, first off. She looked me right in my eyes, and I asked her what her name was. And to be honest with you, she kind of looked at me funny, wondering why I was asking her name in this situation. She told me my name's Victoria. I told her my name's Tyler, and kind of just had a conversation with her. I don't remember exactly what was said. I remember trying to be aware of my body language and not to look at her injuries as to make the situation worse for her. I tried to keep as calm as I could and to keep her as calm. And I drew my strength from her strength. And through that, I still have a hard time knowing where I drew the knowledge, what part from inside me that it came from. But I guess it paid off because I knew what to do. And I just tried to help the best way I knew how to.
You've brought the shirt with you that you were wearing on the day of the marathon. I know it's covered in blood. If you could raise it up for me, there's a reason why you brought this, because you said that you never intend washing this. Tell me why.
What I drew from it, whoever's responsible for this intended to instill terror and fear on Boston and the world. And what I took away from it is that I don't see it as doing such. I saw humanity at its finest. I saw people of all different cultural backgrounds and nationalities helping each other in a terrible, terrible time, and the human spirit truly rising above what had happened.
And a connection on a spiritual level, I would have to say. Just when I told her it was going to be okay, she believed me. I can't describe how calm she was at that point, and she said, yeah, go. Just very selfless in telling me to go help other people. Her strength helped me through the situation to help other people.
And I drew my strength from her strength.
If you could raise it up for me, there's a reason why you brought this, because you said that you never intend washing this. Tell me why.
So here we have the media creating a hero. That's what the media likes to do in these situations. They create the good guys and the bad guys. And Tyler Dodd, he's one of the best that could possibly be. I mean, it doesn't get much better than double Purple Heart recipient for, you know, courage and combat situations and being a lieutenant and saving people's lives. But who is this guy actually? Well, it turns out that he lied about all of that. That he's never received Purple Hearts. People were looking into it after he made the claims, and he's made these claims several times now. The first being last year when he appeared on Earning or Stars Earn Stripes, that he was a double Purple Heart recipient. So it wasn't until he was called out on these egregious lies, claiming to be a war veteran and getting some awesome medals for valor, that it turns out he's actually, the only thing that he said is true is that he's an alcoholic, pretty much. This guy is a chronic liar. He's lied about multiple things time and time again, and it's only when he's called out that he actually admits that he's lying.